Would you like to communicate with your higher self? To be in communication with your guides and altered states of awareness so that you can communicate openly with otherworldly spirits and energies? Well, then our guest is the woman you want to talk to. She's got a book out, brand new book coming out, and she's got a special for our listeners. Karen Dahlman, our guest this evening, good friend of the show. Karen, why don't you tell people about the special again and how they can get involved?
Excellent. Okay, so this is a special for Darkness Radio fans. It's called Darkness Radio Spirit Special, in honor of being back on the show of these wonderful people. And you go to my website, either Karen A. Dahlman, DAHLMAN.com, or Creative Visions Publications.com. You'll find all of my books there, The Spirit of Creativity, The Spirits of Ouija, and then the new one, The Spirit of Alchemy. And when you check out, you type in the word spirit in the coupon code area, type in spirit, and you will get $5 off your order. So basically, it almost covers your shipping.
All right.
Come on by, check out the website. There's all kinds of articles there, too, of stuff I write about how to use talking boards, et cetera. So a lot of stuff we're talking about. I write articles about all these topics that are there on my website for free to download.
You're so proficient in using the board to communicate and even opening yourself to communicate. Do you ever attempt to use things like spirit boxes, Frank's boxes, Shack X? Because I would think after a while, just reading letters would start to get boring. Wouldn't you want to hear the voices of these spirit guides telling you what's going on? I'm the audiobook version of life. That's my way. I'd prefer somebody told me the message rather than me having to spell it out. It just gets too tedious, Karen.
Well, I'm kind of old school with that. You remember the show we did with Old School Meets New School, and we had the people who do the electronic Ouija. Yeah, so I do record my sessions now, the audios, it's more for the messages as opposed to the EVPs. I've been in sessions with people where they do bring out their boxes and they record or they play the Frank's box, they'll do that. And, you know, it's all good. And I've been on hauntings. You sent me to one, Dave, one time, the one up there in L.A., and I've done a few of those. And that's all exciting to me. But, no, I never get tired of using the board. And I'll tell you why. Probably because of the way it works for me. It works really well, rapidly. And the messages are just so profound. Now, if they could come here and appear and materialize in front of me and just talk to me, that'd be even better. You know, I'm
well,
all
of course,
for that.
Yeah. But do you ever run like a spirit box simultaneously while you're doing the Ouija board to see have you gotten messages that way?
Yes, we did. We got some things come through, and it was interesting. That was with Rosemary Ellen Guiley, as a matter of fact. She brought her box with her and was playing some stuff, and we got some words that were kind of paralleling what we were talking about. But then, that's really not my tool. I can't say I'm really good at that, using those tools. I've been so used to using the board. So that's probably why I haven't introduced all those things so much. I will say this, though. Once in a while we get flashes of light, orbs, or things in the room that you notice that when we're doing the work. So sometimes the spirits are there. The energies come. And, you know, that's nothing for me. It's nothing to be afraid of. I feel very sound and safe in the work. I feel very centered in myself when I do this work. And, yes, I've been doing it for 42 years. So that's why I guess I'm just so – I'm still with the board. I love Ouija boards. As you know, we met up at OuijaCon. I love everything about the collectors. I love collecting the boards. There's just something that's old school. But they're beautiful pieces of artwork, and I love using them. So that's – you know, I'm kind of stuck on my ways like that.
No, no problem. I just was curious if you're expanding that and trying to have, you know, a more profound communication than just the tediousness of the board and the old school methods. Yeah, like I said, I'm the kind of guy I'd rather listen to the audiobook version than read the book anyway. But that's my personality.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, no, we are. We're starting, like I said, we have the video, the audios, and we're doing some recordings too. So we're going to start doing more videos, and I'll be sharing those on my website as well of some of the messages we receive. So yeah, we're branching out a little bit more with some of that. And I love the fact when I go to any kind of haunted place or investigation place, people are using these tools. I love it. I love that we can bring this information to the forefront in many different ways. It is all about communication and how we can receive it. So it's really cool to me.
All right. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We have Karen Dahlman for the remainder of the hour. Brett Butler will join us a little bit later. And hopefully we'll be demystifying karma in the third hour of tonight's show, taking a look at karma. That's right here on Darkness Radio. my guest for the remainder of the hour. You can check out our website at creativevisionspublications.com or Karen, K-A-R-E-N, A, Dahlman, D-A-H-L-M-A-N.com. We'll have links to that up at Darkness Radio. You can just click on the Darkness Radio link and click on the guests tab to find more information about our guest and her works, her books, and you'll be able to take advantage of the special she has going. Why don't you mention that one more time for the listeners?
Sure. We have a Darkness Radio special. It's called the Spirit Special. So you go to my website, and if you purchase a book or books, you get $5 off by typing into the coupon code indicator, put in spirit, the word spirit, and you get your $5 removed from your total for checkout.
Very cool. Now, I know you've got that going for the next 48 hours. I'm wondering if there's any chance we can extend it at least through Monday or Tuesday next week, simply because it's a holiday weekend. A lot of people might miss the podcast until Monday or Tuesday next week. I'm wondering if you might be willing to do that so the listeners that check us out all over the world might have a chance at checking out your site and picking up a copy of your book that way.
Dave, for you, I will do that. I'll extend it through Tuesday, midnight, Central Time.
All right, great.
And, where you are, so I'll spin it through Tuesday. That'd be great. I would be happy to do that.
That'll be through Tuesday, July 7th at midnight Central Time. All right, I appreciate that. Thank you so much,
absolutely,
Karen. That's fantastic. All right, let's dig in a little bit more. I know you've got a lot that you stated in the new book and a lot that you're talking about, so why don't you open up to us a little bit more. What are you really hoping that people get from the new book?
Well, the new book is really about, if you follow any of the work I do, it takes you on a journey, an odyssey, if you will, into yourself, to connect to your higher self. And I go through all the different tools and ways to do it and the ways I've done it over my life. And I put little stories in there and snippets and view into people that I knew, myself, and it really takes you to ultimately do what the alchemists do, which is called the great work. And the great work was an opportunity to really connect yourself to divine source. So there's a connection between heaven and earth, between spirit and self, between spirit and man. And so man begins to understand, human understands, that we are divine beings. And along with that comes the fact that you begin to open up more in your life to understand synchronistic events, to even notice that they happen even more so than you're probably even aware of. And you start to understand when things happen in our life that push us into dark, hard areas, it's because of the change. This book will help you understand how everything is evolutionary. Although it seems negative and falling apart at times, it actually helps remind you how to get back in your center when these things happen and receive your inner messages. Yes, I talk about the Ouija in there quite a bit, because one of the ways I communicate with my spirit friends, I call my spirit friends, is through my old school tool, the Ouija. And I use a literal Ouija from 1973. And I've had the greatest conversations on there. And they channeled a lot of this book through me, through the Ouija, through dreams, and just through my own meditations and journaling, stuff I was talking about earlier in the last part of the show. These are all ways to be in touch, again, with your own power within, number one, and then number two, to be able to reach out into other energies and sources that are there to support you. Yeah, I'm not into using the Ouija board to haul in all these terrible stuff that people would like to mess around with. I don't see the reason why. Our lives are hard enough. So I really go about it as like an ancient practice. And I explore where divination came from. And I talk about the great oracles. And I go through a little history there and how our ancestors were connected to these energies. It was a part of their life, of their rhythm of their life. They weren't without it. So this book will go explore all that and teach you how to do all these connections and communications with all these energies that are there to help you.
When you're communicating, do you ever reach out for answers? And I know some people have used, and there's actually reincarnation boards that exist. Have you ever reached out through the board to communicate with yourself from the past?
I have. That's a good one. Yes, I have. And it was during the time I was doing higher self. Because again, I'm talking to myself. I'm purposely talking to my oversoul self, my higher self, the part of me that is larger than my physical body, that's part of spirit that connects to source. Therefore, through that channel, I can go back and talk to myself, aspects of myself in other incarnations. And I've done this too with hypnosis as well. And also, maybe a child self of myself. And you could do that through meditation as well. Those are actually easier to talk to an aspect of yourself. It is more automatic automation, I'd call it. You can use a board to do that. And by the way, people write to me and tell me all these spirits are talking to, and I say, well, do you have a bouncer or a spirit on the other side you trust, like your higher self or a guide? And they don't. And so I'm going to say, talk to yourself. Use the board to reach into your higher self, your inner self, that part of you that's larger than you, your physical body, that can give you great information. Yes. And so you can speak to aspects of yourself, and even in past lives. It's bizarre. But as quantum physics tells us, everything is really right now. I mean, we're separated by the rate of our vibration, of our energy. That's all that separates us, and everything is really happening right now. I know I can't grasp that myself. This is a hard conversation, but that's why you can actually go into the past in a past life and really affect your present, or go into future life and help your present self, because there is no time-space continuum when you start working in these realms.
Okay, with that said, then, can't you influence and affect your life now? If I can kind of, if there's no linear time, can't I connect with myself in the past and alter the way life has turned out? And isn't that a dangerous prospect?
I see nothing dangerous about working with yourself. Working within yourself, with yourself, working with these energies we're talking about right now. I think this is a very promising aspect, and I'm starting to see more and more books out there about what happens in between lives, what happens in past lives, what happens in future lives, and beyond past lives. And I think it's marvelous, because these are aspects of yourself you're delving into, and there's nothing dangerous about that ever. Now, having said that too, again, I've worked with some really critical diagnoses of patients, and sometimes there's a issue for them because everything's all mixed up. And so, you know, that's a little harder for them to work through all this. They really need a clinician working with them, a trained clinician working with them. But other than that, most everybody here, we can work with ourselves. And gosh darn it, yes, you should ask to speak to your higher self, your greater self, 10 years down the road, Dave. And let that self of you talk to you and give you advice right now about what you can do differently or change. I do it all the time. Or is like you talked about the board. I use the board to go into a future or a past and get information too. And it does change you. When I was doing the practices, past life work, we would go into the past, and the trauma that they were still holding, I call it cellular memory, S-O-U-L-U-L-A-R, cellular memory, comes with them sometimes, and it comes with people, and they have some wounds that they're still healing or carrying with them that's affecting their life now, and they go back there and start working with the energy and breaking up the residue of it, releasing it. Their life in the here and now changes. Something shifts, and they can change one thing at a time. They can change a bunch of things if they choose to. But I think you bring up a really great point, Dave. If people are feeling they're stuck, go into your future self, in your mind's eye, and just imagine what you look like, and talk to that person. Say, please, give me some guidance and wisdom. And then sit there and receive and see what comes to you. It may be a symbol, maybe a picture, maybe an energy. You may feel something in your body. You may hear something. You may feel urged to write something down. You may have to sit with it a few times. But allow yourself to receive guidance from yourself. There's never a danger in seeking the greatness within. There never is a danger.
Oh, okay, let me reflect that back to you, though. You say there's never a danger for doing that. But listen, we've all had relationships that didn't work out well. Ones that we wish we could high sign and flag ourselves. If I could go back in time and alter this, and to be truthful, I'll tell you what, I've had relationships, marriages that did not go well, two marriages that on both sides just failed across the board. And it's real easy to, in moments of anger, hate, and, you know, wish that never happened. And I try not to do that for the main reason that I do worry that thought can influence our life. And if that which we focus on, we draw to us, that which we focus on might also stay and resonate through our timeline. My fear is, you know, sometimes when we get that ping that, don't do that, I often wonder, is that really our future consciousness telling us, veering us off the road and path that we were about to take and keeping us from making a major mistake that we already, had happened to us? So I often worry about that, because there are times when, you know, everybody's been in that position where they wish they'd never met that person, and they wish, and that would have altered my life in so many amazing ways. And I don't mean that in a positive amazing, you know, if by not meeting any one of the women that I've met in my life, I wouldn't have the beautiful children that I have. And no matter what kind of irritation and bad feelings we might have for each other, the love between your children is something massive. So that's what I would be afraid of, is that putting that kind of focus, that kind of change, putting that out to the universe and even altering it slightly by reaching back to your consciousness and altering that could take away a major experience that would have been so much better than what you would have had had you not met that person.
Yeah, they bring up a good, great point with that. Now, this is not talking about you're going to go literally change your path, like you're going to make all of a sudden those relationships go away where you won't have your beautiful children you love so much. So you already know the gift of those relationships, and they were your children.
Right, but that's where I think the problem lies in a lot of this, is it's not putting the thought into the intention of what you're actually doing. And I think that's why people hate the Ouija board, because they don't realize that it's not the board that brings about evil. It's the intention of the users. It's what did you do? If you go into it with fear and living in a veil of fear and darkness and negativity, you're going to draw things like that to you because it like attracts like. So people are so quick to judge and say that this is, you know, pure evil and that it opens up portals and it does all of these negative things. But then there are people like you that have had very positive lives. And I do want to make a mention, you are a psychic in a sensitive, or mediumistic in a sense, and sensitive, and you work the board. And unlike others that I know, and I didn't mean to make it seem like, because I've had people hit me up going, were you referring to Karen earlier when you said that you know a lot of people that have these sensitivities whose lives are messed up? You are a very progressive woman. You're very powerful in what you do in your real life and in personal life and with the Ouija world and the paranormal and metaphysical. You're one of the few examples that I know that is not kind of falling apart. That's a great testament to intention and what you put out there. You do not allow yourself to be communicated negatively. When it does, shut it down, and that's the end of the story. And then you just empower yourself to have bigger, better, stronger bodyguards to kind of watch out for you for your next communication.
That's right.
And I think that's important. But I do think that a lot of times people dabble without realizing the real consequences. And I don't mean to pull a George Bailey and It's a Wonderful Life on people, but you start messing with that. And I do believe that a lot of those times we do get that gnawing feeling in our head telling us this is the wrong way to go. That was probably a future version of ourselves doing that. Because we all sit there and we dwell on the negative things, the things we did wrong. And man, if I could just change that, And I got to guess that's got to have repercussions and vibrations going back down the line. And, you know, and maybe that's what pings us to change and veer off course from time to time.
Yeah, and that's why I say go and talk to this part of yourself that can do this. It's not like you're going to all of a sudden, you know, take that blip off the radar screen or take that relationship out that you didn't want to have. I mean, I've had my fails too, you know, and that's a tough thing to get through, because sometimes if we continue to hold the anger over this past thing, it's hard for us to move forward sometimes. It gets us stuck. So I would reach into yourself and reach into yourself for help. I would reach out to your higher self for help. And again, I do more of that just on my own with my journaling, meditation, and dreams. Yet I do speak to my higher self again on the board. And that's really where, if you're going to do this board work, really get somebody on the other side that's going to be your guide and guardian. You're not going to know right away. It's going to take months and years sometimes to find out this is a reliable source. But you've got to be smart about it. I agree with Dave. If you've got this negative stuff going on, and even just in your own life, you may not want to be messing with this tool. This tool seems to work quite well. It, somehow, I think what the tool does, it's not the tool itself. It's that you feel you are able to unlock something and open something up. And it's not like it's the gateway to hell or portals. It's that you open up yourself. And when you do that, you're not as inhibited. So we're talking about hypnosis the last hour. When you do hypnosis, you're not as inhibited. So you are able to access into other realms and other realms within yourself, and other realms that are in other dimensions. So you want to go about this smartly. You want to go about this with good energy, and don't do it if it's just everything's havoc right now in your life. Just step away from that and work on the breathing, work on your meditation, work on journaling is a beautiful thing to do to get advice from yourself again. I ask myself a question in the journal, and I let myself freely answer it. And like you said, Dave, maybe it is my future self that's channeling through me, or my higher self who's saying, I wouldn't get on that path again. Maybe we should be a little more careful there. You know,
sure.
That didn't work too well last time. So this is where we get good wisdom. It's
sure.
from yourself.
And we're going to take a quick break. If you have questions for our guest, 651-989-5855, 651-989-5855. That's the number to call and be a part of tonight's show. Talk with Karen Dahlman about the topics we've been sharing this evening. Or if you've had your own encounter like that you'd like to share for some insights. We're going to open this up again real quickly. You're invited to attend a complimentary advanced screening of The Gallows on Monday, July 6th at Showplace Icon in St. Louis Park. The show begins at 7:30. You want to get there about 6 or 6:30. The only way to get there is by getting the tickets from me. They can be downloaded through a link that I'll send over to you. You can email me, dave@darknessradio.com. That's dave@darknessradio.com. And I will send you the link. Or you can call Tim right now at 651-989-5855. 651-989-5855. Give Tim your name and your email address, and we will get over seats to you so that you can be a part of The Gallows screening. Jody Levon, the happy medium, will be on hand as well. She'll be doing a small gallery reading between about 7 and 7:30, so you want to be there for that. And we'll have a great time. The Gallows, the new horror movie. Freddy's got his glove, Jason's got the machete, and Charlie has his noose. That's The Gallows, opening nationwide next week. You can be part of our limited screening next Monday night. So give us a call, 651-989-5855, and Tim will get that information. I'll email you the link after the show, or you can call or you can email me at dave@darknessradio.com for that link right now. We'll be back with Karen Dahlman right after this. Our guest this evening, as we continue on our journey. And we've got an email here, Karen. It says, can these spirits confirm other aspects of the paranormal, strange or the unexplained? For example, can they fill us in on Area 51 or confirm the existence of cryptic creatures like Bigfoot or who shot Kennedy? And that's from Warren in Pennsylvania.
You know, that has never been my area of where I've traveled or diverse so much with this tool, but I have received confirmation. I did predictions. I was on a couple prediction show, one in Canada and one in the U.S., and I had my spirits just speak to what was going to go on in this upcoming year, and so far they're doing pretty well. When the predictions, I couldn't believe some of the things that had come up. So you can get into that. I wouldn't take it at face value because often, okay, so the beings I speak with, they're all
I was going to say, why not? If you're talking to beings and entities that you've talked to for years and believe in, why wouldn't you ask about the Kennedy assassination?
I didn't ask about that one. I do ask about some things. I got to tell you, they have a way of working with me where it's not about giving me all these answers all the time. It's about working more on myself to find answers myself. So they're trying to teach me to go within and work with these ancient traditions of wisdoms. Like I wrote about in my third book, I talk about all about the alchemy and how you can just be better in your life. They're not so into sharing all that. Now there's other spirits people that I know who talk to different spirits who give more of that kind of information. Mine are kind of along a different path as I am too. Although I have inquired about certain things, and it was fun to do the prediction show, and I'll probably do it again this next upcoming year because I was pretty amazed myself. Just I've always been very therapeutic with all my stuff. It hadn't gone in that direction. But I do once in a while get involved in asking some of those types of questions. I think probably more of my specialty is talking to loved ones and coming up with some real specific stuff that only they would know, and through the board, of course, and then giving that information back and how that can actually help them transform.
All right, so, and then we've got a phone call. Judy in Omaha, Nebraska called us at 651-989-5855, 651-989-5855 if you have a question. for our guest, Karen Dahlman. Judy, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, I do.
Hi.
Hello. I do have a question for Karen. Earlier, you were talking about children having imaginary friends. Mm-hmm. And my oldest daughter, who's deceased now, we're coming up on 5 years now.
Judy, you're gonna have to turn down your radio a little bit, Judy. We're getting a weird feedback from the show.
Okay. Oh, right. Great.
Thank you. No problem.
All right. Then my radio's on.
Okay.
Sorry about that. Give me a minute here. Try to figure out on the computer here. So.
No problem. Yeah, just hit your mute button or shut her down for a second, and we'll be good to go.
There. Is that better?
Much better. Thank you. Go ahead now with your question for Karen.
About that. Yeah. I was just saying that you were talking about children having imaginary friends. And mm-hmm. my oldest daughter, who is now deceased, it's been 5 years. Can you hear me?
Yep, we're with
yes,
you.
Yes, we can.
All right. I wasn't sure. I'm doing all this on the computer, and it gets weird for me.
You're doing great.
Anyway, she had imaginary friends when she was little. And I had four children. She was the only one that ever had imaginary friends. And they had these weird names like Cookie and Amy, she used to call them.
Okay.
And later on, her father passed away. And she told me that he had come and visited her after his death. And they had talked about things. And I can't help but wonder with her having, I mean, nothing else had ever came up, but I can't help but wonder with her having those imaginary friends and then being visited by her father, could she maybe have some special gifts there? Or maybe, you know, was there something going on with her at that time?
Yeah. First of all, I want to say I'm sorry for your recent loss. Grief is such a process, and it's, you know, it's never easy. And so I'm sorry for that. Yes, absolutely. So the children who tend to have imaginary friends tend to have a lot more of these kinds of experiences with a deceased visiting them, having all kinds of, you know, intuitive stuff come to them, hearing, thinking they hear the phone ring and they know the phone's going to ring before it rings, kind of thing. I used to do that too, or who's on the line, or yeah, she probably did. My guess is that she did, you know, and it can run in families. I've heard that and seen that, but in my family, I have three brothers and I'm the only girl. There's four kids too, and I was the only one that did this, that had these abilities. So it just, you know, it just depends. And she most likely very much was in touch with her other realm.
And, you know, and those were really the only times that came up. And I really don't think that I have abilities. I know I do feel her presence once in a while, and I'll say hi to her. But other than that, you know, I think she would be the only one. But I never thought about it before until you were talking about the imaginary children. And I
it reminds us to dig back into those memories sometimes. And as I know, as I'm talking about it tonight, listeners like yourself are remembering their own or somebody they knew, and they're like, wow, what was that? You know, what's that about? And by the way, I've had other kind of, you know, you start thinking, then I had other experiences. They all start stacking up. And that's kind of what happened to me. I started looking back on it all. But Judy, just by you saying that you feel her sometimes, that's a sensitivity. And don't discount that. That's your ability to connect and her ability to connect with you still. Do you know what they tell me when they die? They say we never really go away. In fact, we don't die. We start a new life. And they consider it a new life, stepping into it, just another realm, a new life, when they do pass over from this realm.
Oh, I believe that. I believe she's still around. Yes.
Very nice.
Judy, thank you for calling and being a part of the show. We've got to wrap up here on this break. Karen Dahlman, our guest, will be back with more Karen Dahlman right after this.
I'm no fan.
been our guest this evening, gracious enough to make an offer for Darkness Radio listeners. And because I pushed her, cajoled her, and twisted her metaphysical arm, she has agreed to extend it through next Tuesday, July 7th at midnight. And Karen, tell them about the promotion and what you're doing for them.
It's Darkness Radio Spirit Special. On my website, you go visit my website at KarenA.Dahlman.com or CreativeVisionsPublications.com. And if you purchase any book there, you will receive a $5 off immediately off the deal, off your package. And you just go and type in the word spirit in the coupon code section, and that'll come right off the top of your price.
Fantastic. So go check that out. And again, KarenA.Dahlman.com. That's KarenA.Dahlman.com. You'll find the information there. And we'll have a link up to both of her websites over at darknessradio.com under the guests tab if you want to find it there. Here's an interesting question. Is you said that you've done work with reincarnation before. If there is no time on the other side, can our past lives be running parallel to what's going on right now?
Yes, I firmly believe that. I do. And that's something, again, it's hard for us to wrap our minds around this. It's very hard. It's like Twilight Zone again. But yes, I firmly believe that. That's why I feel like people say you can't change your past. Well, we talked about this before, but you can change the residue that's hanging on to you. It's not helping you right now in this incarnation.
It does make you wonder if these parallel lines and not even parallel lives, but rather our reincarnations and all of the, if time runs simultaneously, if that makes sense of, you know, and maybe this just happens to me because I'm senile. I don't know, but I walk into rooms or I'll go somewhere and all of a sudden I have a random thought. And it feels like I'm picking up part of another conversation, or I feel like I was in the middle of a conversation with somebody else. And I'm like, why am I feeling like I'm in the midst of something that's not happening? And I mentioned to Tim the other day, what did I say on the air talking about that experience? It was something about, is time being corrected? Could it be when you walked into that room to talk to somebody, there was a snap in time and there was somebody in that room originally, but that momentary snap caught and you walked into the room and that person's no longer in existence in this timeline. And I often wonder if that kind of is what's going on when we have these moments of communication, or, you know, even in dream life, when you're having these lucid dreams, as you were talking earlier about reaching out and communicating through those veils. Sometimes we have these dreams where we are conscious of the fact that we are this person in the dream, but that person looks nothing like who we really are.
Yeah. Now fathom this. Take it a step further. Let's say we're doing past life therapy in this life on Dave Schrader, but then your other alter ego in another reality might be doing its own past life therapy, and you're meeting up, or it's changing and it's affecting you. I mean, there's so many different levels we can go with this contemplation of this. But I really do believe that there are parallel lives, and that there's always a part of ourselves that's spun off, and it spins off of every choice we make that has its own energy that's going somewhere else. And so that's a hard thing to wrap around. It's like you have 10,000 lives or something going on at the same time. But yeah, I do think it's a great possibility.
All right. We've got just a few minutes that remain together here, Karen. Is there any other parts of the topic, any other points that you'd like to make sure that we hit tonight before we part ways?
You know, I was going to say something interesting about my spirit guides. You're asking if I could find out, like, who shot Kennedy and stuff. One night, I had some people over. I do open message circles, and people are invited to that, and they're welcome to receive messages and speak to beings and all that kind of stuff. So there was a topic that the beings brought forth we were talking about, and then somebody asked a question about, well, I think I saw a UFO tonight, and it was unidentified for sure, and it really seemed bizarre, and I wanted to talk about what that was. And they said, well, we're here to talk to you right now about ancient wisdom, knowledge of the ancient times, which is what they always tell me we're talking about, like alchemy. And they said, so you could speak to others that can answer that question for you. So that's kind of how it works, I find, is that there's ones that take care of other topics or agendas or arenas of conversation or realms of thought, where the ones I mostly work with, that I work the clearest with, are the ones that do this ancient wisdom, the stuff I read about in my books. So I just wanted to clarify that a little bit.
All right. Very cool. When we're looking into making communication and opening ourselves up to these alternate forms of reality and alternate forms of communication, when we do that, is there a good way as we close the show here, to close ourselves down and make sure that we're not leaving ourselves open so that we may be influenced by others that are able to do what you do and traverse kind of the different universes and realities.
Right. Yeah, you know, that's great. I'm glad you brought this up. It's a great way to end, because every time you end something, there's always a, you know, like this conversation, we'll say goodbye, we'll have a parting words. You always end things with people. You don't just go, look, out of there. Well, some people might hang up the phone on you. I don't know. But yes, when you work with any energies, you're opening yourself up, and as I say, really open yourself to yourself. I always do it in a space where I might light a candle, I do some breaths, I move into a different space. The candles remind me to move into a sacred space. And I blow out the candles when I'm done and walk away, and that reminds me, or put the journal back, close the top of it, put the Ouija board back. It says that I am done. And that's the best way, just to close the energies down. You open them up, and you close them down. And that's important to do with any kind of traversing the cosmos and the dimensions. You definitely want to work with that in mind.
All right. And calling forth for these beings, do you need to be specific? Do you call forth to one of your past lives? Do you call forth to your guardian angels or your guides? And if so, if you don't know the names, how do you do that?
Well, I always say, first learn who your guide is. First learn the guide's name and start working with them. And then see over time if you feel like you can rely on them. And anytime you work with this energy, the board specifically, and anything negative comes through, put it away. Be done. You don't need your projections of your own negativity or any negative energy coming to you, whatever. You don't need that. Don't ever put up with anybody treating you poorly, whether it's on the board or off the board. You don't deserve that.
See, but here's like one I asked. We did a Ouija board session and spirit board communication, and I asked what my guide's name was.
Yeah.
And I don't know, maybe it's just that I'm not being realistic enough. You know, you want a name like Azrael, or you want a name like Gabriel Michael, and I get Mitch.
Listen, don't
Mitch. Who the hell has a spirit guide named Mitch?
Okay. Truck driver.
No, Mitch has got like the pink popped collar and the shorts and Docker shoes. That's my spirit guide, is Mitch.
Maybe it's your alter ego. I don't know.
You know, Abraham, Bocephus, right. Josephus,
Listen,
not
my
Mitch.
My spirit guide's name is Moon.
Okay, but Moon sounds metaphysical. Give me Moon. Give me Saturn. Give me Uranus. Don't give me Mitch. They're all gods, Tim.
Okay.
Yeah. I was going to say, where are we going with this now?
No, I'm just, but Mitch, really? So, I mean, do you get spirit guides who are just named like Joe or Mitch or Stan?
Yes. Frank.
Because who's going to trust a spirit guide named Stan or Mitch? Come on.
It happens all the time.
Really?
I had one named Wilma Jean for the longest, for 15
Wilma
years.
Wilma Jean.
Isn't that great?
It is. That sounds like an old-timey name, like somebody you trust, not Mitch. I don't know. No offense for all Mitchells listening to the show, but come on, would you even trust a spirit guide named Mitch? I feel like he's a frat boy. He's going to talk me into doing something really stupid. No, you could totally chug the whole bottle of tequila. Do it. I'm your spirit guide, Mitch. I don't know. That's my my issues, I guess, not yours. But
that's alter ego.
But it is our perceptions of what we expect might often be altered to what the reality is, though, right? The names of spirits are not going to always be these deep biblical terms.
No, they're not going to be. And in fact, it happens to me. All my names are kind of different. They're not like these great names that you're hearing. I came to just accept that. And that's the biggest thing about working with spirit and knowing your spirit guides and meeting them. They're going to come to you in ways that aren't this glamorous, great way we're talking about. They may just come to you in a feather that drops in your path today, and then you keep picking up these same feathers, or you might get the name Mitch or Wilma Jean. You know, it's just, it doesn't come the way you want it. It comes the way they need to be presented to you. That's going to work best for you. And so just trust that. Just allow those words and don't fight it. And actually, my guides that I talk to tell me they don't really have a name, and that's why I named a Moon, because she came through where the Moon is on the Ouija board, but she sticks with that name now and kind of likes it. So.
All right. Well, Karen Dahlman, our guest, always a pleasure talking with you. Thank you so much for joining me. And so much success with the book. Hopefully people will go out there, take advantage of the special that you've got right now, and please let us know when you've got a new project in the works, and we'd love to see you again soon.
We'll absolutely do. It's always a pleasure, Dave. Thank you so much for having me. And thank you, Tim.
All right. Take care. Karen Dahlman, our guest. Stay tuned. Brett Butler is joining us after the break. We're going to do that big drawing with Brett Butler. She's next here on Darkness Radio.